So as was kind of expected, especially in the when the news of Henry Novak's murder came out, and especially after the body cam footage was released, where he's telling the officers over and over that he's been stabbed, and one of the officers says, "I don't think so, mate." Narrator, he had in fact been stabbed and was in fact bleeding out, but the officers decided to handcuff him while he was dying and not give him any kind of medical attention until it was way too late. And it was all because that Vikram Digwal, or whatever the hell his name is, basically says, "Oh, he did a racism to me." And the police went, "Oh, well, just, bugger his human rights then. He can die on the ground in handcuffs then." Because that guy made up a bunch of nonsense so that he could get away with killing someone. Two arrests as 11 officers hurt in Novak protests. Two people have been arrested, and 11 officers. Sorry, I'm using autofocus on this thing, and it's really not working, even though I'm literally not moving. Sorry. Two people have been arrested, and 11 officers and one police dog were injured after. Oh, why the dog? After protesters clashed with police near the site of 18-year-old Henry Novak's fatal stabbing. Now the focus is going to annoy me, so I'm actually just going to change it right now. Okay, there we go. Okay, now I'm going to lean. Stop. Over there. Oh. Hey, there we go. Okay, now if I just don't lean back too much, it should be fine. Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer joined Southampton MPs. Go away. Joined Southampton MPs in condemning the violence, calling the scenes disgraceful and completely unacceptable. Police, well, do you know what was unacceptable? Police handcuffing a dying man because they heard the word racism and they went into, basically British police mode. Police were pelted with missiles and clashes on Tuesday evening near the home of Novak's killer, Vikram Digwal, in the Portswood area because, yeah, the guy's address got doxxed. The 23-year-old was jailed for life with a minimum 21-year term on Monday, and the clashes with police came amid tensions and scrutiny over why officers arrested and handcuffed Novak as he lay dying. Digwal stabbed Novak with a large blade he said he carried for religious reasons, then lied to police at the scene, falsely claiming he was the victim of a racist attack, leading officers to arrest Novak instead of his killer. Body cam footage was later released showing Novak in handcuffs, repeatedly telling officers he had been stabbed. The Independent Office for Police Conduct has since launched an investigation into the force's response. I think, considering the fact that their actions, basically, their complete fuckery caused the man's death, these officers should be going to prison. I mean, how long did fucking George Floyd, how long did his sorry, killers get? How long did they get? They all get like life sentences and stuff like that. So I think that's the case that should happen here. These officers should go to prison. They caused a man's death. They caused a man's death. And basically, if any of us caused someone's death, we fucking get sent to jail for manslaughter. And everything, right? So basically, I think the officers should go to prison. They caused a man's death. But anyway, a crowd initially took part in a demonstration outside the city centre police station before gathering close to the Digwal family home. Opening Prime Minister's questions, Sir Keir told the Commons, "Henry Novak's family have shown extraordinary dignity after their son's life was stolen in appalling circumstances. He was clearly a kind and thoughtful and much loved young man. There are serious questions to answer, including how accusations of racism informed police thinking, and we are supporting the IOPC to get to the bottom of what happened." Because I think it's because basically the anti-racism stuff has just been drummed right into British police all up and down the country. It's why basically burglaries and rapes and everything just go, grooming gangs get ignored, unsolved, and all that stuff. But if someone sends like a naughty tweet, then they're coming out to your door and they are arresting you. And because of the nature of your naughty, naughty hate crime, you don't get released the next day or get processed that same day. You are held in the police cells until court. You know, that's the rule. That's what happened to me as well. See, if your crime's a hate crime, doesn't matter how minor, you're held until your court date, and you better hope you don't get picked up on a Friday. Otherwise, you're in there until Monday morning. But no matter the pain we feel, there is no justification for more violence and disorder. I don't know, man. I think people that are really, really upset and angry at a system that causes stuff like this, I think people have a right to be angry. Because that could have been their son, their father, their brother lying bleeding out on the street, and while their attacker stands over them still with the knife, Right, the police are handcuffing the. Oh, did you do a racism? Well, then, fuck you, sir. Right, I think people have every right to be upset about that. Everyone's got every right to be very upset about that as well. Basically, trusting the police right now is at an all-time low, and this incident just nuked the tiny little bit that was left. I'm now at a point where if I am the victim of a crime, I hope the cops don't show up. I hope they don't fucking show up, right? Because they're just going to handcuff me, pin me to the ground, make it worse, let the killer get. The killer just has to go, oh, but he did a racism. He said a naughty racist thing. And then the officers are just going to immediately side with him because honestly, it's Pavlovian at this point. Basically, police officers hear racism and just all logic and reason completely goes out the window. It like activate. It's like their MK Ultra activation phrase. They just immediately target the nearest white person. Like that's what they do. The police, honestly, they're a complete fucking joke now when it comes to this shit. The Prime Minister also said Nigel Farage's appeal for rage in response to the death of Novak was unforgivable, as he clashed in the Commons with the Reform UK leader. Farage argued that the UK had two-tier policing and that officers were told to treat different ethnic groups differently. Yeah, that's actually in the hate crime, not the hate crime operational guidance handbook. That basically dictates when an arrest can constitute, and it basically means fucking anytime. Just basically even perceived racism. You could have not had a racist bone in your body or a racist thought in your head at all, but if your victim perceives racism as ethnic minorities constantly fucking do, because they know as soon as they call, see if they've done something to you, they just have to say, oh, that guy was being racist, and that was it. I know so many guys where there's been incidents in many a corner shop where there was no racism uttered at all, and the guys behind the counter were at fault, and they go, oh, he was calling me the P word, and I've no, they weren't. And everyone but the police arrest that guy because as soon as they hear racism, they go up and just, in many cases, they arrest the victim. And that's the thing is, ethnic minorities know that they can get away with that. They know that that's their get out of jail free card. Accuse the person who was the victim of your crime of racism. That, by the way, this isn't a new thing. This has been something for a very, very long time. Very, very long time in Britain. But it's now got to the point where a young man has lost his life because of it, which has given me hope that they're going to revamp the entire system. However, government getting rid of some of their power, they're never going to do that. Responding, Sir Keir said, I don't believe there's two-tier policing in this country. In other words, ignore all of the blatant, flagrant evidence of exactly that that we see every single day almost in the papers. You know, just ignore all of that. I don't think there's two-tier policing. Then why are you getting grooming gangs and fucking migrant rapists that are getting off with little slaps in the wrist? And everyone, why are ethnic minorities just getting away with so many fucking crimes? Like all over the place, but as soon as a white person does a little bit of racism, which to be fair, I think they've every right to be after all the stuff that they've fucking seen, right? And but you send out the SWAT unit for the white guy, but you're given, what was it, three teenagers raped a bunch of girls and filmed it on their phone, and you gave them community payback orders. And it, what a little fine, like, are you be and you expect people to not get racist? We see stuff like this every day, and you're genuinely expecting people to not become racist. I think that's a little bit unreasonable. Right? I think if people see dogs chewing each other up and fucking ripping people apart and getting attacked by dogs all the time, people might start to not like dogs. Right? I'm like, in fact, let's not Fed post on Maine. But anyway, I'm really shocked that he pretends to have respect for Henry's family and then acts this way. If only the cops had respect for Henry's family. Makeshift weapons. Chief Constable Alex Boone said, "We understand and appreciate as police officers that we are accountable for our actions. What we ask, however, is that those actions are judged through fair and transparent processes. In this case, that process is already underway with the IOPC conducting their independent investigation." Yeah. It should be fair and transparent processes. Everything should be followed legally and to the letter. Like when someone tells you that they've been stabbed, you should follow the process of checking to make sure that they are and immediately administering medical attention while the ambulance is on its way that you should have immediately called for. That's the proper process and regulation for whenever someone's been seriously injured, because even if someone has committed a crime, doesn't matter if it's the worst fucking paedophile in the world, you still have a duty of care as a police officer to make sure that no harm comes to that person so that they can stand trial. But you didn't do that in this case because you just heard the word racism and blinders on, foaming at the mouth and everything, because that's just the way police officers are now. Some clearly arrived intent on causing disorder and oh wait. What we as a society cannot accept is the violent scenes we saw in Southampton last night. Some clearly arrived intent on causing disorder and trouble. We saw bottles thrown, makeshift weapons used, damage caused to the homes and vehicles of innocent residents, and threats and violence directed towards our officers. Boone said he expected the number of arrests to rise as investigations continue and that residents would see more officers patrolling the area in the coming days, with specialist teams supporting them. Oh, we've got more officers patrolling after the fact. Yay! Where were they at the time? Oh, yeah, sorry, they were arresting the young man while he lay dying. But anyway, the tensions prompted Labour MP Darren Parfitt, who represents Southampton Itchen, to appeal for calm, adding that whipping up violence had no place in the city. Parfitt referred to a statement given by Novak's family on the steps of Southampton Crown Court. Henry's dad said they don't want his death to create further division, hatred, or tension. Of course, yeah, by the way, see whatever the family's saying, ignore it. They will definitely have had a visit from the Nudge Unit. And yet, what we saw last night is entirely the opposite of that, the MP said. He added, hordes of people came from outside the city. There were people saying they had travelled 4 hours to come and make their voices heard. People in their homes last night would have been really disturbed to see what was going on outside them. I think they would have been even more disturbed to see a young man getting stabbed to death. I would find, basically, if I saw a march outside and a murder, I know what I would find more disturbing. Especially if the police are handcuffing the person while they're dying. Satvir Kaur, the Labour MP from Southampton Test, said, at a time when a family and community are in mourning, we should be coming together, not stoking division and pitting communities against each other. Well, except this crime literally was based on division. It was based on division. Because the guy says he was being a racist, the police immediately arrested that guy. Right, that basically the entire thing was based on division. In fact, it's been based on these very, very divisive race laws that give people preferential treatment and actually create the two-tier justice system. Right, basically, here's the fun fact. We didn't start the division. We did not start the division. Right, we were very, very happy about this shit at first, at least most of us fucking were. Now we've realized how fucking dumb it is. Right, sadly too late for some of us, including fucking me. But anyway, this does not help to. Oh, wait. Donna Jones, the Police and Crime Commissioner for Hampshire and Isle of Wight, said she totally condemned the violence. This does not help to deliver change. It doesn't assist public sentiment in the cause of fairness for all, she says. Fairness. It's like, are you aware of what the protests were over? The events that led up to the riots? Fairness. You want to talk about fucking fairness? It simply paints these protesters as criminals, which weakens their voice. Home Secretary Shabana Mahmood has also condemned the unacceptable violence against officers at the protest. I don't think I've heard a single English MP so far. chairs, cans, and flares were thrown at officers in riot gear, forcing them to retreat. During the initial protest at the police station, political activist Tommy Robinson spoke to the crowd. Southampton City Council said there was no excuse for the kind of violence and disorder we saw last night. It said people commenting from outside the city should take care not to use language that could inflame tensions and that its crews were currently clearing the damage caused by the disorder. Spencer Ragg, chair of the Hampshire Police Federation, said, "This was not protest, this was violent and sustained order, and it has no place in the streets of this country." He added, "Mob justice has no place on our streets. The rule of law and due process must be paramount. The perpetrators of such violence against our colleagues should and will face the full force of the law. We expect more arrests to follow." Officers were subjected to disgraceful violence, pelted with bottles, bricks, and wheelie bins. We continue to support all Hampshire police officers, including our colleagues injured last night, and we wish them a speedy recovery. To everybody that's getting arrested or is going to be arrested for taking part in these riots, it's fine. You just have to say that whatever police officer you were directing your violence towards was being racist towards you. And they'll arrest the police officer. It's fine. It's fine. Just say that the officer was being racist. It's fine, you'll all get away with it, it'll be totally fine. Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer said there were serious questions for police following the release of the police body cam footage. Hampshire and Isle of Wight Constabulary confirmed that one of the officers involved in the case has resigned, while the other three are still serving. all of them are being treated as witnesses. They're still serving. Have they not been put on desk duties? Have they not been put on a suspension pending an investigation because they kind of caused the death of a man? Like, basically, they shouldn't be in the force at all. They're a risk to human life. These officers are a risk to human life. They shouldn't be in the force at all. And in fact, they should be facing criminal charges of, at very least, manslaughter for causing the death of someone. Right? They're still on duty. I can't believe it. The force said the officer who resigned did so at the end of 2025 and not as a result of this incident. So they didn't even do seppuku like honorably or anything. They actually resigned for a completely unrelated reason. They didn't think that this was going to come back to bite them in the fucking arse. Earlier on Tuesday, the force said an officer not connected to the case had faced death threats after being misidentified in online posts. Which is fair. Don't direct your anger at the person who didn't have anything to do with it, right? So definitely don't do that. In a post on X, the force said, "We recognize the desire for answers about the police response that night and warned people not to indulge in harmful online speculation." Also, by the way, God bless the internet. God bless the internet, because see, in the days before the internet, we would have not known a single thing about this. We wouldn't have known a single thing about this. The police watchdog is expected to report on the case within the next 3 months. It said investigators are examining a large amount of body-worn video as well as material presented during Digwa's trial. Digwa stabbed Novak from Chafford 100 in Essex as he walked back to his student accommodation in December 2025. A statement issued by Digwa's family apologised for the pain and suffering the Novak family has had to endure, and for bringing the Sikh community into disrepute. Or is it the same Digwa's family who took the knife from him and took it back to the house and tried to hide it? Is it them? Is it those ones? The ones that basically lied alongside their son and tried to cover for him? Those ones. To be fair, I'm not blaming the mother again. I don't blame mothers for covering for their sons and everything, right? When you're a parent, you'll understand, right? But basically, the police officers in this, now I'm not condoning the violence around it. You want to do protests and everything? Absolutely. Protest up and down the country, right, in regards to this case. Protest up and down the country in regards to this case, non-violently. Non-violently, because the instant you get violent, that gives the police an excuse to go in and start arresting people and rounding people up and searching their phones and finding everything that they've been up to and all this other stuff, right? And then they use that to basically track down other people that you're connected to, and they can take you out of the equation. Also, there's definitely MI5 agitators turning up to these that start the violence on purpose, so the police then have an excuse to go in and break up the protest, right? So do your best to protest non-violently and see if you see anybody being violent immediately right away. Or there's just a very convenient pallet of bricks just lying there. There's MI5 at the protest. MI5 is at the protest, and be very, very careful. The instant you see someone getting violent, grab them yourself and take them to the police. Basically, he's one of theirs, hand the fucker back, right? But basically, in regards to this case, the police officers who were involved should be going to prison. They should be going to prison. They caused the death of a man. Right, and basically see the entire blinders on and absolute Pavlovian response when the word racism is mentioned, that has to be completely stripped away for the police, because we do have two-tier policing. Right, we do have two-tier policing, and ethnic minorities now have privilege. They now have privilege, right? It was basically fucking Enoch Powell's Rivers of Blood speech, the black man will hold the whip hand over the white man, right? That has came into fruition. That's came to fruition right now, right? Basically, the two-tier justice system is here. Right, minorities have privilege. Whenever there's hate crimes against white people, they don't give a fuck. Right, they don't give the tiniest shit. However, they can literally walk up and stab someone and then just go, "That guy was being racist," and the police just immediately side with the obvious and blatant attacker. Obvious and blatant attacker. The police just immediately sided with him without doing any investigation whatsoever. And they didn't even check to see if the guy had been stabbed. They didn't check until it was too late and he completely lost consciousness. Right, so basically, the police need completely restructured from the top down. Racism and hate crime, blah, 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 it has to go, because as we've seen so many times, as I've witnessed personally myself, minorities are abusing it. They know that the police get the blinders on as soon as they hear racism. Right, so they start lying and making shit up to get their victim in trouble or to try and justify their actions. "Well, he called me a bad word, so that's why I had to steal his phone, yeah?" Like, fuck off. Right, get all that shit the fuck out of policing, and the officers that were involved in this should all be going to fucking prison.